Okay, Parshas Truma. Okay, this week is an off Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Thursday, Friday, like it does this year, so the Hefzik is Beis and Yudvov. There's a siman Shulchan Aruch for the Dalet Parshios. When we weigh the four Parshios, Shgolim, Zohar, Horah, and Chodesh. And when Rosh Chodesh Adar is Beis, Aleph Adar is on Friday, there's 2 weeks that were off. Beis Adar, the Shabbos is no special parasha. Next week is Parsha Zohar. The week after, which is the 16th of Adar, is also an off Shabbos. Then Parsha's Parah, and then Parsha's Chodesh. So, we have Parsha's Shkom last week. This week is, we'll call an off Shabbos. Next week is Parsha Zohar, and so on. If we look at Shulchan Aruch, depending on which day of the week where Chodesh Adar falls out, there's a simin which Shabbos or Shabbos lois are the Hefzik, and we don't have one of the special parshios. The Pasuk Beis, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yikchu li truma, take from me truma. And everybody is the kasha, v'yikchu, it should have said v'yitnu. Give, take from me truma, v'yitnu li truma, give me truma. Speak to b'nei Yisrael and tell them they should take, not they should take, they should give. Why does it say v'yikchu? Should have said v'yitnu li truma, they should give truma. So, Ayin Ponim Matayra, but one basic theme running through the Mefarshim, the Ben Ishchai brings it down, says over a small little marshal, there's a person who sees a farmer planting seeds in the ground. He never saw how wheat grows, and he sees the farmer throwing the seeds in the ground. And he thinks to himself, what a fool this farmer is. He's taking perfectly good seeds, and he's throwing them into the ground, he's ruining them. What is he doing? He doesn't realize that by putting the seeds in the ground, they'll take root, they'll grow, and stalks of wheat will grow. Without putting the seeds in the ground, there won't be any stalks of wheat. The Pasuk says, Ziru lechem tzedakah. Plant for yourself tzedakah. When a person gives tzedakah, a person is not just giving. A person receives back. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us, when a person gives, a person receives back. We know, Asa ta'asa, Asa b'shvil shetes asher, Chazal tell us that it's also to test Hashem. You're not going to go ahead and say to Hashem, I'm testing you to see if this happens. When it comes to tzedakah, the Gemara says, "Bechanunin no bezois." You're allowed to go ahead and test Hashem, aser to aser. The yikhu take, because when a person gives, a person receives. A person receives back. The Medrash tells us on this pasuk, the yikhu refers to the Torah. It says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lachem, toirasi al ta'azoivu. The Torah is called a lekach toiv, a good mekach, a good seal. Lekach toiv. Why is the Torah called a lekach toiv? So everyone knows the Medrash, but it's always worthwhile to repeat over the Medrash. The Medrash that Chumah brings down, imagine two businessmen, two seichrim, and they both go out to the market, and one buys silk, and one buys clothing, and each one comes home with his peckle, with his merchandise. And the silk merchant sees the other merchant with his clothing. The one with the clothing sees the one with the silk. And he says, you know what? Let's trade. I'd rather have the silk than my clothing. I'd rather have the clothing than the silk. And they trade. After the trade is done, each one still has only one type. He has the clothing now, and he has the silk. That's by ordinary merchandise, ordinary business. When it comes to Torah, Torah is a lekach toiv. You have one person who learns say the Zrayim, one person who learns say the Mayed. And he says, teach me say the Mayed, and I'll teach you say the Zrayim. After they teach each other, what happens? Each one has both. What he had before, and what he learned now, each one has both. He has say the Zrayim and say the Mayed, and he has say the Zrayim and say the Mayed. So the Berish ends off, is there a better Mekach in the world than that? Where each one ends up keeping what he had and gaining what his friend had. Torah is the best schayra because what I have, I keep, and I can gain from somebody else. The Medrash brings down, Memphis the Gemara of Basar brings down, more than the Barabbas does to the Oni, the Chesed, the Barabbas does to the Oni by giving the poor man stalker. Oysa Oni in Barabbas. The Oni does with the Barabbas a bigger favor. The Oni, by allowing the Barabbas to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, is really giving the Barabbas greater reward than he's receiving. The Barabbas gives the Oni a penny, a pruta, a dollar, a few dollars, and what does the Barabbas receive in return? mitzvah tzedakah. Schar is so great for the mitzvah of, for the mitzvah of tzedakah. The oni is giving the Baal HaBayis even greater, even greater, even greater schar. I mean, mentioned many times, the Chaim Shmuel Revitz asks, if that's the case, why does the oni have to suffer? Why does the oni have to suffer so that the Baal HaBayis should have schar? The oni is suffering, the oni is poor, and he's poor, why? Because the Baal HaBayis this way has who to give tzedakah to, and because he has who to give tzedakah to, the Baal HaBayis is zoche the great reward, great schar. So why does the oni have to suffer so that the Baal HaBayis should have who to give tzedakah to? Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Revitz answers and he says, you're right. That's only in this world. When it comes to Olam Haba, the oni schar is so much greater. The oni will get schar because he enabled everybody else to get tzedakah. The oni in this world suffered with an oni, but by doing so, only because of him was the mitzvah of tzedakah done over and over and over again, so the oni schar will be so great in Olam Haba because he was the tool, he was the method through which the mitzvah of tzedakah, through which the mitzvah of tzedakah is done. When a person gives tzedakah, instead of looking at, the oni's here again, just the opposite. Look at what a person can be zeichet to by giving tzedakah to the oni. The Chafetz Chaim brings that as famous moshe. I'm sure he mentioned it many times. Sometimes a person feels stingy, he doesn't want to give tzedakah. He says a person is stingy, he doesn't want to give tzedakah. You know what he could be compared to? He says over the story about the farmer. Farmer comes into the big city with his sacks of wheat. He comes in with his wagons filled with wheat to sell the wheat in the market. And he pulls up with his wagons and they're filled to the top with wheat. And the people line up to buy the wheat. And they each come with their sacks and they start filling up the wheat. And the farmer says, wait a minute, I don't trust you. How do I know you're going to pay me for all the sacks of wheat that you're filling up? Maybe you're going to walk away with a sack of wheat. So he takes off his hat. And he puts it down next to the wheat and he says, after every sack of wheat is filled, put a penny inside or put a quarter or put a coin inside the hat. And when you finish filling up all your sacks, we'll count the coins. And for each coin in the hat, you'll pay me because each coin represents one of the sacks. And the farmer takes off his hat and the customers come and they each put a coin in, they fill up a sack, another coin, he counts the coins, they pay him. It goes on for a while. And finally, the farmer sees his hat is sitting there and people are throwing coins inside. And he figures nobody's looking. So he puts his hand into his own hat and he takes out a few coins and puts it into his pocket. And he does it a few times. Fool what he is, because each coin that he took out of the hat, he just lost a full sack of wheat. Because each coin represented a full sack of wheat that he would have been paid for. By taking out the coins, he's hurting himself. This is a Chafetz Chaim. Namish what we do to ourselves. What do? Instead of giving tzedakah properly, we agree, I have a head to here. Okay, I don't have to give, I could save a little tzedakah here, save a little tzedakah here, I'll put the coin in my pocket, I'll put the coins in my pocket. That person ends up hurting himself. Just the opposite. You have a chance to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, why hold back? Just the opposite, go ahead. The schar for the mitzvah of tzedakah is so great. The pasuk tells us, the zayis ha-truma shetikchu mi-pasuk gimel. The zayis ha-truma shetikchu mi-yitam. This is the truma that you should take from Bnei Yisrael. Zohav, v'chasef, v'nechoshes, gold, silver, and copper, u'scheles, v'argomon, the tcheles, and the argomon, v'selas, shoni, v'sheshis. I usually don't get involved with a little divrei kabbalah, hoichin yonim, but it's sort of machshava brought there, I think it's a beautiful idea. And I'll say it over on a very simple level, the way I understood it. The Zoya Kodesh over here brings down that Kesef, silver, is a remes to Midas Chesed. Silver represents Chesed. Zohov, gold, represents Midas Hadin. Gold is hard. Gold is a yellowish, reddish color, like fire, Midas Hadin. Silver is white, Midas Chesed. So silver represents Chesed, and gold represents Din. The Zoya also brings down Tcheles, represents Midas Hadin. Tcheles represents Din. Like Rashi says in Pashas Shlach, by the Mitzvah Tzitzis, the color of Tcheles is similar to the sky, similar to the Kisei HaKavod. The Tcheles represents Midas Hadin. The Tzitzis, the white streams of the Tzitzis, represent white, Midas HaRachamim. Yet we find something very interesting. We find both by the Mishkan and by Tzitzis that the Midas Hadin is on top or overrides the Midas HaRachamim. By tzitzis, what do? We don't have tcheles today. But when we had tcheles, We took the chut of tcheles, and that was the string that went around, was wrapped around the lavan. So around the white strings, we wrapped a string of tcheles. Or in essence, midas hadin went around, the white represents midas harachamim. In the Mishkan, we find the kelim were covered with gold. They were made of atzeshitim, kroshim, whatever they were made of, they were covered with gold. The aron was wood, covered with gold. It seems midas hadin on the outside, it was covered with midas hadin. On the other hand, we find kohanim represents chesed. Aaron was oyev shalom, v'oyev shalom. Aaron ran after peace. It was matos shalom and ishlishtoy, not machaveroy. Chesed. It seems to be a little bit of a contradiction. Why does the midas hadin, the gold, or the tcheles, play such a role? The kohen gadol wore the me'il. The me'il was made of tcheles, midas hadin. He wore it over the big day lover, midas harachamim. Again, the same idea. You find the midas hadin sort of overrides the midas harachamim. And the Ramah Mipanoi explains a beautiful machshava. I hope I do it justice. He explains a beautiful machshava. And he explains that avada, the penimis on the inside, a person has to be filled with rachmanis. A person has to be filled with chesed on the inside. A person has to care, worry about others, do for others. But if a person has only rachman without din, a person can end up destroying the whole world. Even chesed has limits. Chesed has limits how far a person can go, what a person is allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. The din represents the limits of chesed. We find by Shaul and Agag, Shaul had rachmanis on Agag, he let Agag live. That was misplaced rachmanis. The Gemara tells us whoever has rachmanis when he's not supposed to will be an achzor, will be wicked in a case where he should not have been. Misplaced rachmanis could destroy the world. Agag was let live, and out came Amalek, Haman, because of this misguided rachmanis. The gold is midas hadin, tcheles midas hadin. And the inside, we need rachmanis, but it has to be surrounded with borders, with boundaries, with limits. And that is the midas hadin that surrounds it. The Mishkan is a place where the Shekhinah rested, where Klal Yisrael brought the karbonos, had the kaparis, chesed, but it's surrounded by din. To protect the Kedusha, protect Klal Yisrael, we have to have midas hadin surrounding the midas harachamim. There's no midas hadin on the outside. The rachamim has no limits. And expands, and the Torah itself could fall apart. This halach is too hard to follow. This din is too hard to follow. Rachmanis, rachmanis. We need midas hadin to protect the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And that's why you have the tcheles around the lavan, the zohav around the kesef. The midas hadin is there to protect the rachamim. But where's the rachamim? On the inside. The nekuda panimi. The ikka, the inside of the person, has to be with the midas, with the midah of, with the midah of rachmanis. The pasuk tells us, "Me'ez kolish asher yedvenu liboy tikchu es trumasi." Pasuk says again, pasuk beis, "Davar al bnei Yisrael vikchu li truma." Me'ez kolish asher yedvenu liboy. From anybody who donates, who's generous, take my truma. Reb Chaim Vital brings down from the Ari HaKadosh, "Asher yedvenu liboy." We find in Kriya Shema the pasuk tells us, "You have to ask Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha." The Mishnah and Brachas tells us, "B'shnei yitzarecha," with both of the yitzes, with the yitzah toiv and the yitzah hara. A person is to serve Hashem with the yitzah toiv and by overcoming the yitzah hara. B'chol levavecha is the yitzah toiv and the yitzah hara. We find it says by Avraham Avinu, we say every morning in davening, "Motzasas levavecha." By Baruch David, Avram motzasas levavecha. Again, two ways, and it's brought down, Avram conquered the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. We find Malachim in Pashas Vayera, when Avram fed the Malachim. Levavoi, right. Two vases, Levavoi. Not Levoi, Levavoi. You're right. Tzasas Levavoi. You're right. We find by Pashas Vayera, by the Malachim, Sadu es Ribchem. Avram told the Malachim, "Eat. Satisfy your hearts." It says libchem, not levavchem, because malachim don't have a yetzahara. Whenever it says one beis lev, it means without the yetzahara. Malachim don't have a yetzahara. Therefore, it's sa'adu es libchem. People have a yetzahara. It's v'chol levavcha. Avay Avram Avinu motzavsus levavoy. Here the pasuk says yedvenu liboy to teach us when a person gives it tzedakah, give it with a full heart. Give it the proper kavanah. Don't mix the yetzahara into giving tzedakah. Don't give the tzedakah with the ulterior motive. I need a little covered. I need a little respect. I need people to stand up. I need people to see my name. I need people to talk about me. I need to feel good. That's all that passes the tzedakah. The tzedakah should be because Asher Yedvenu Liboy. Each person gives what is hot, what is Yetzer Tov, without the Yetzer Hara being involved. And sometimes we have to be careful if the Yetzer Hara doesn't get involved in giving the tzedakah. Person only wants to give if he has his name in big bold letters, or everyone hears about it. It has to be Asher Yedvenu Liboy. That person gives what is Yetzer Tov without the Yetzer Hara. We find that the Kroshim, where did the Kroshim come from? Where did Bnei Israel have wood to make the Kroshim in the Midbar? They have a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, they have to build the Kroshim. Where did the Kroshim come from? Suddenly they materialize? Look, Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash means that really Avraham Avinu planted. Avraham Avinu planted the cedar, the arazim, the cedar trees, because he knew that the Bnei Israel would leave Mitzrayim, they would need a Mishkan, and therefore he planted the Kroshim in advance. Yaakov Avinu gave the secret over to Bnei Yisrael. They cut the arazim and they left Mitzrayim to take it with them. Just saw a beautiful machshava also. When it came to food in the Midbar, came to water in the Midbar, they left Mitzrayim empty-handed. They left Mitzrayim without food, without water. Lechtech achra b'midbar, b'eretz lo yizruah, they went empty-handed. When it came to the Kroshim, they had to shlep heavy boards with them, heavy trees with them. The same way Hashem made a neis, that they had mon, they had food, they had water in the Midbar. Hashem couldn't have made a neis that they would have kroshim in the Midbar, they have trees to make kroshim. Food? No time. Can't carry out the food, they went out. But it came to the kroshim, they had to carry out heavy boards, heavy trees. What's the pshat? Why? What? I saw a sefer from Mayan Ashvu, he brings in a very nice idea. And he says, when it comes to Dovah Shev Kedusha, we have to have Messiah, they always. We have to have Messiah. A person can't do it on his own. A person can't go ahead on his own. A person wants to achieve. A person wants to grow. In Ruchnius, a person wants to grow in Yiddishkeit. He has to look back at the previous generations. You have to look back. Can't start on your own. The Pasuk says, Zekeli Vandeyu, Zekeli, this is my God, and was Rashi Iron, Velakea Vaisai, and the God of my fathers. A person has to come with that Messiah that he has from his fathers. We're all faced with situations in life, nisyonos and challenges in life. And many times the challenges overwhelm us, frighten us, scare us. How are we going to overcome it? And a person thinks and looks back, what did my father do? What did the Zayda do? What did the Elder Zayda do? What did the Obis do? What did the previous generations do? They had tremendous nisyonos, even greater than we had, different than we had, but they had the nisyonos. A person looks back, there's a chain, there's a Messiah, a person survives. When it comes to building a Mishkan, it comes to a Dovah Shev Kedusha of Asuli Mikdash, we can't do it by ourselves. It can't just be new Kroshim sprung up and go ahead and use it to build your own Mishkan. These Kroshim had to be already from earlier. Had to be from the Ovis. Had to have a tradition, a Messiah back to the Ovis. For Asuli Mikdash, Meshachanti B'saychem. It came from Avraham Avinu, passed down to Yitzchak, passed down to Yaakov, passed down to the Shvatim, and then it came to the door HaMidbar. When it comes to Kedusha, we have our koyach is from the previous generations. And a person looks back one or two generations, he doesn't find inspiration. Go back further. A person looks back far enough, he can always find inspiration. Our koyach on the serious nefesh comes from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu jumped into the fire, was thrown into the fire by Yerukasmim. That's the koyach on the serious nefesh that we have. The koyachas that we have, the nesyonos that we have, and overcome, all come from the koyches of the Ovis, the koyches of the previous generations. That's why the Kroshim had to be planted by Avraham Avinu and sent down to the Midbar. It couldn't have just materialized in the Midbar. Because when it comes to building a Mishkan, having Kedusha, bringing down Kedusha, we have to have that Messiah all the way back from the Ovis. Just end off. The Medrash brings down the story. There were once merchants traveling on a boat. And the boat's in the middle of the ocean, and the merchants are boasting how much schayr they have on the boat. This one says, oh, I have merchandise for thousands of dollars on the boat, and I have thousands, and I have more, and each one's showing off his merchandise. And there's one yid sitting on the boat, and they ask the yid, and where's your schayr? He says, my schayr is my tire. My schayr is the tire that I have. I have a tire. So they start laughing at him. Ah, where's your merchandise? You can't show it to us. We all have a lot of wealth, a lot of belongings. Where's your belongings, your Torah? And the boat's attacked by pirates. Pirates attack the boat, and they take away all the merchandise, all the wealth of all the merchants, and they're left without anything at all. The boat finally arrives in dry land, and all the schayr is gone. What does the Yid do? The Yid goes straight to the Beis Medrash. He starts learning, and people realize he's godless. People realize that he's a Talmud Chacham, and the Mechazikim, and they help him, and he finally becomes, he takes a position and becomes a Rosh Hashiva, and so on. Torah has that schayr. Torah is a schayr that's available at any time for anybody. It could be used at any time. A person just has to want. A person has the cheshik to learn, and a person could bring down the Torah. Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu tells us, is bechinam. Kosh Baruch Hu gave it to us bechinam for free at Hasinai. It's available for everybody to come and to take, provided that we want. The Medrash says, it's a good mekach, it's a good deal. It's a good deal when it comes to learning time. So let's be mechazik ourselves. And Baruch Hashem, you know, it's cold outside. And this week or last week were not easy. Some nights were not easy to come at all. And like I said, I thought twice about going out that Sunday night. We all remember that Sunday night. And there was Mesimus Nefesh to come for anybody who came. And from Sarah Agra, and I came, and Baruch Hashem, I think we had a meeting that night to learn. We were pleasantly surprised. And Baruch Hashem, Torah has that koyach. It's cold, it's hot, it's windy, snow. We overlook it. We overcome. We have a mysterious nefesh to come and learn. And Mitzvah Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send us Yeshuas, the Fulas, the Chamas, and we should be able to continue to learn together and see Mashiach to come here and remain on me.